along the trip, we took, my friend Lisa was also with us. She took film photographs and I took digital ones, and she took landscape ones and I took ones of people holding Donald Trump over their face. In the first series of photos, there is a landscape one of the Grand Canyon. It was an extremely foggy day, so there's a really white overcast over the beautiful rocks, and that's a film photograph. In addition to that, complementing that picture is also the same type of setting and background of the very overcasted Grand Canyon, but instead there's a person up very high on a rock with a picture of Donald Trump over their face, and they're wearing sunglasses as well. The two photos are very different. One looks old and one also looks new. And one is just naturally beautiful, and the other one is beautiful as well, but then all of a sudden there's like this strong juxtaposition because there's just this random person with Donald Trump over their face. And so I find that kind of fascinating. Not to be biased, but it like kind of takes away the beauty from the picture, but makes it into a whole new kind of art piece. In this photo, the person's wearing all black. I didn't do it on purpose, but when I was editing the photo, I wanted to like accentuate that, because although like Donald Trump is like, people laugh at him, it's also not really a funny matter, because you could consider him serious about the issues he's talking about, like their people's lives, you know. And specifically where we were in Utah, it's a very conservative area, and it's like, of course, near New Mexico, which is near Mexico. And I think that there's a lot of tension between a lot of Latino immigrants and with Donald Trump right now. So when I look at these pictures, I think about like that kind of current historical context.